one more time. What'd you do with those swaying doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Was everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new barn don't have a single fern. Jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The recovery operations in the Texas Hill Country continue as the scope of the catastrophic flooding comes into focus.
In the hardest hit part of Kerr County, 28 adults and 15 children died when they were swept into the Guadalupe River after it surged out of its banks in a matter of minutes. The same storms that struck Kerr County caused flash flooding to the east and northeast. In all, at least 51 people have died in the Independence Day floods. Dozens more are still missing. Jim Ryan, ABC News, San Antonio.
Pope Leo today offered prayers for the victims as Governor Greg Abbott declared today a day of prayer for the state. Authorities, though, being scrutinized over whether residents and visitors had proper warning. Heavy rains expected today in the Carolinas from Tropical Storm Chantal. It could complicate what's expected to be the busiest day of the holiday travel weekend. And talks back underway in Philadelphia to try to stop a city worker strike that's in its sixth day. This is ABC News. A weekend gathering focused on remembering history, says ABC's Chuck Severson.
Remaining descendants of the last ship carrying enslaved Africans to land in the U.S. in 1860 met in Mobile, Alabama Saturday for a memorial ceremony. Many of those attending were dressed in white. They gathered near Africatown Bridge on the banks of the river where the ship remains underwater. It's too decayed to be brought up. Descendants say they want to make sure the public never forgets what human beings endured during their two-month voyage across the Atlantic Ocean.
Ozzy Osbourne played what he says will be his last ever live performance along with his band Black Sabbath, part of a tribute to Osbourne in his hometown of Birmingham, England. The 76-year-old has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He thanked fans for their support. Two-time Major League Baseball All-Star Bobby Jenks, who helped the Chicago White Sox to the 2005 World Series, died at 44 in Portugal, where he was being treated for cancer. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
July 4th may be over, but Macy's July 4th sale is still on with everything you need to keep the vibe going all summer long. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor dining and entertaining. Beachbound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf and more. But hurry, because the sale ends tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Mix and match a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, or 10-piece McNuggets. Get any two for just $7. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine, highs in the mid-80s today with light north winds. Overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and lows near 60. Lower 80s Monday, a mostly sunny sky with storm chances Monday night and Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. It's 69 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sunday morning with Neil McCoy giving you a little wink.
I woke up this morning, my head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen, she was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me that wink.
works every time. When my brain starts smoking and I can't even think, all she's gotta do is just give me that wing. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or ever skip a drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that wing. May sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just give me that away. And slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or ever skip a drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that away.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Settled down, built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Time is true. Not the way I've been going. It's time.
catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
Jelly Roll, I am not okay, and it's Andrew Jay, and I'm doing okay. Hopefully you're having a good weekend, and thanks for hanging out. Carrie Underwood's coming your way in a bit.
Entech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. Entech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys. And I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Things just ain't meant to be. Can't say it's all been time lost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes. Once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. I know wrong wasn't built in a day, but there's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to over again, wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better dog. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes. Once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. I'm gonna learn from my mistakes. Once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. A better man, better dog. A whole lot better dog.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to those that are with us via WRDN, and we are in the book of Psalms, Psalm 84, and I am going to begin reading this Psalm, Psalm 84, verse 1. Follow along if you have a Bible. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Excellent God, I thank you for the privilege to handle the word of life. I pray for help to enunciate my words, to be coherent, to have transitional sentences that make it easy for people to follow. And thank you for these truths. Help us, Lord, to see how they fit our own personal life, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, underneath the introduction there, we've got a couple statements. One is that it's easy to fall into a mediocre walk with God after we've met the Lord for some time. The church at Ephesus was accused of being lukewarm, and they certainly fell into that rut. But two, the psalmist refused to live that kind of life, and I think we should refuse that too. I know we should refuse that kind of life. So, and number three, his decision to have a real heart for God is reflected in this prayer. So why do we make that statement? A couple of reasons. Number one, by his intense spiritual desires. By his intense spiritual desires. For the place where God is worshipped. You can see that here. He says, how amiable, how likable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Now, the tabernacle complex not only had the large tent, which the opening was the Holy of Holies, the inner first chamber, and then, the holy place, and then the second a part of that large tent was the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubim were located. But then as time went on, there were other tents that were put up, storage for the supplies for the priests and wood, et cetera, et cetera. But without getting into details concerning that, what I want to point out here is that when a man has a heart for God, when a woman has a heart for God, what? They want to be where God is worshipped. Amen? Now, there's something wrong if someone makes a profession of faith and they don't want to be in a place where God is worshipped. All right? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are past. What's new? His desire to be in the house of God and to be with the people of God. And so he says, how amiable, how likable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And then look down with me, if you would, at verse 3. He says, the sparrow hath found a house. Now listen, a sparrow is one of the most insignificant birds, is it not? They are welcomed to the tabernacle precinct. And if they are, how much more are his redeemed welcomed into the place of worship greatly. And then it says here, the swallow has found a place also. Now you think about a swallow. Man, if I had my choice, maybe I'd want to be a bald eagle, especially when they were counted as an endangered species. You couldn't shoot them. Remember that? Maybe I wouldn't mind being a Canadian goose and be able to fly as high as they do. I think to be a swallow, no. You know what? When I think of a swallow, I think of something that is rushed, frantic, and very frenetic. Amen? You know how they sweep down and they do steep turns and all kinds of... But God is able to take those who are rushed and harried in this life, bring them to his tabernacle, and they find a place of rest. Amen? They are, yeah. And besides that, you know what? When you have a heart for God, what you want your children to come to the place of worship. And A sparrow and the swallow find a place for the young where they can too meet the Lord. I have to wet my whistle here. So a man who has a heart for God is known by his intense spiritual desires. That is, first of all, the place where God is worshipped. Second of all, for the person for the person of God himself. Notice what he says here in verse 2. My soul longeth. He says, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Brand new appetite you get when you get a brand new Savior, a brand new birth, amen? You have an appetite for the things of God. And you have an appetite for the presence of God. And you have an appetite for the Word of God. So to have a heart for God, you, first of all, as this writer had, obviously, we know it was so by his intense spiritual desires. A sure sign of the new birth, and it was a sure sign of spiritual health. Second of all, we know that he had a heart for God by his firsthand knowledge, by his firsthand knowledge of God's strength. It says in verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. He's not looking to himself anymore. He's not looking to his finances anymore. He's not looking even to his human resources, but he's finding his strength in the person of God. And he has firsthand knowledge of that strength. It comes from having God's ways dwell richly in his heart. It comes from having God's ways dwell richly in his heart. You know, a number of years ago, I had a dear lady challenged me and said, where does it say in the Bible that we need to memorize God's word? I don't see that. Well, if you have God's ways in your heart, the Bible tells us you are going to be memorizing his word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. God's ways become very important to you. How to conduct yourself in life, how to conduct yourself before God, how to serve the Lord. Number two, by his firsthand knowledge of God's strength, it comes from having God's ways dwell richly in your heart. You want to know about God? You want to find out about the most exciting, the most powerful, the most wise individual in all of the universe? Get into this book, and you will know and become acquainted with his ways. Number two, he has firsthand knowledge of God's strength. It sustains him in times of sorrow. It sustains him. It's a brand new way to live life. You have a strength now that you never, never had before. And the scripture tells us right here, verse 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The Hebrew word baka means tears. It means sorrow. And obviously, when you come to the Lord, it doesn't mean that you're going to be exempt from sorrow and setbacks and disappointments. But when you pass through the valley of baka, a time of intense disappointment, sorrow, God is able to sustain you. The Bible tells us here, he makes a well. Now listen, let me ask you a question. Didn't Jesus talk about the woman at the well in John chapter 4? And he said, what happens when you believe? You get a well inside. You have that well. It's the Holy Spirit. And so during those times of sorrow, you can draw from that well. You've got your own personal well. And the Bible says he sends rain there in that same verse, does it not? Many times in the Bible... We're told that the Holy Spirit is likened to rain, refreshing, invigorating. This guy had a walk with God here, right here, who wrote this psalm. Now, we're not sure if it was David or not. Some say it was written by a post-exilic writer. What does that mean? That means that was someone who was with the Jews who had deported to Babylon in 586 B.C., and then they were allowed 70 years later to return to the land. Remember how that happened? And there were people in that group that had a real heart for God. Whether it was David or whether it was a post-exilic Jew, this man knew God, and he knew something about God's strength. Ah, it is so, so wonderful. You can read about great biographies of missionaries and pastors and men and women of God. But when you yourself see God answer personal prayers for you, when you yourself are able to sense his strength as you're passing through the Valley of Baca, you can have 1,001 atheists tell you, God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist. And you say, oh, yes, he does. I know he does, and I know he answers prayer. And I know he's with me right now. And he'll be with me in the future as well. This guy had a firsthand knowledge of God's strength. And that's what God gives every single believer who believes on him and turns to him in this life and in this world. And then third of all, this firsthand knowledge of God's strength, number three in your outline, it increases as he travels to Zion. It says in verse 7, the people that know the Lord, they go from strength to strength. They go from one degree of spiritual strength to another degree of spiritual strength. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets better as we go on. And as we are feeding on God's word, and as we are living in fellowship with him, and yes, as we are going through trials, which stretch us and are painful, but we're going to say, I'm going to hold on, God. I'm going to trust you. I don't see the light, but I am going to hold on to you. God gives us strength, and he increases our strength, and we have more strength. I like what one person said. This is Franz Delitzsch. He was a German scholar in the 19th century. Love the Lord. He said, under ordinary conditions, a traveler's strength diminishes in proportion to the length of his tramp, in proportion to the length of his trip. Here, it is reversed. Now, here, using the word Zion, that's Jerusalem. Immediate context, for us, it's heaven. Okay? As we journey to heaven through this life, our strength increases as we continue to walk with God and fellowship with God day by day. All right. You don't become a spiritual atlas, you know, overnight. It takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes energy, and it takes study, and it takes patience. But how rewarding it is. It says here that they go from strength to strength. And it says, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. You know what that tells us? Those that get on the road to heaven are sure of going to heaven. Not one is going to be lost. Doesn't that say that in your King James Bible? Every one of them, I know it's in italics, but every one of them in Zion appeareth before God, and that agrees with the whole tenor of Scripture, the eternal security of the believer. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Okay. He has a heart for God by his intense spiritual desires. We see it. Two, by his first-hand knowledge of God's strength. Boy, you talk like you're a pastor. You talk like you're... You never went to Bible college. You never went to seminary. How do you know all that? I know it because I have met Christ as my Savior. And that's your testimony. And man, there's an authority that God gives you. And it's not something to be flaunted, but it just oozes out. That guy knows the Bible. She knows something about the scriptures. But more important, he knows God. They're not making this up. It's not something they memorized in catechism. This is firsthand knowledge. They have a heart for God. Third, we see that he has a heart for God by his petition. By his petition in verses 8 and 9. Now, there are 12 verses in this psalm. I know when I was studying it, what I did, I sat back and I said to myself, but where's his request? You know, many times you read prayers and it's one request after another request after another request. I had to search for the request that the psalmist was going to make or did make in this psalm. And it's very, very short. You almost miss it. And what is it? Well, the Bible tells us here, he says in verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. That's his one request out of 12 verses right here. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. Now, he calls God the Lord of... He's the commander of heaven's armies. The word host means army. And the United States has 5 or 6 armies, which are... I won't go into the flow chart. Heaven has... We know that there are millions of angels in glory. So what he is doing, he's addressing the commander-in-chief of all of heaven armies, and that is God himself. And then he talks to this one as he says, give ear, O God of Jacob. Give ear, O God of... Another way he addresses God. You know what? When he talks about the God of Jacob, he's talking about the God of mercy. You look at Jacob's life and how often, how frequently did Jacob blow it and make spiritual mistakes, blunders? Man, he's a God of mercy though, isn't he? Man, that gives me hope. I hope it gives you hope too. We have a strong God, the strongest of strong, and then we have a merciful God. Oh, God of Jacob, he says, give ear. And here, he says this. He says, look upon the face of thine anointed. That's the key petition right here. All right? Just, Father, look upon the face of your anointed. It's short. It's the only request that the psalmist makes. Number two, it is personal. It is personal. God, I just want look at me. That'll be enough. Just look at me. Your presence is all, that's it. My friend, if you want to look at God's face, you know how you can do it? Look at God's word. His face is on every page of this book. And God will answer your prayer as he answered the psalmist's prayer, who said, God, look upon the face of thine anointed. Is it not the reflection of God and his Son? Even from Genesis to the book of Revelation, it is. And the psalmist in Psalm 42, verse 11 says, God is the health of my countenance. In other words, God is the source of my spiritual health. Man, you are not going to be thriving spiritually if you're not in his word. If you're not seeing his face. But if you are, he will be the health of your spiritual life, of your countenance. Terrific, isn't it? So we know he has a heart for God by his petition. He doesn't say, God, I need a herd of donkeys, and I'd like to have, a half dozen new goats, And, you know, I'd like to have some more. No, he says, God, what I want is I want you. Look upon the face of thine anointed. And that is a man who has a heart, who has a heart for God. And then last of all, we know that he has a heart for God. Why? By his conclusions about living for God. Look with me, if you would, at verse 10. This is what he said. Now, he's not a novice. He's someone that has walked with God for a period of time. But it's applicable for anyone who's new in the Lord or for a seasoned believer. Well, his conclusions about living for God. Number one, he knew walking with God is better than anything else on earth. He knew walking with God is better than anything else on earth. Hey, listen. Some of us, most of us, walked hand in hand with the world before we met God. Some of us walked hand in hand with Satan before we met the Lord. But there's nothing better. There's nothing better than walking with God. And that's why he says right here, for one day in heaven, in your courts, the tabernacle is better than 1,000 days outside of your will. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the... Make me a dog face. Make me a nobody. But I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Are there advantages to dwelling in the tents of wickedness? Oh, yeah. Popularity, money, fame. Yeah, yeah. But someone who has met the Lord says, hey, my priorities have changed. And now I want God. And I understand that walking with him is better than anything else in this life. Second of all, the second conclusion he comes to, he knew God's gifts are better than anything else on earth. He knew God's gifts are better than anything else on earth. He says in verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, when he says the Lord God is a sun, that means that God gives light. And we need to have light, especially when we are perplexed by decisions that we're confronted with in this world. He gives us light in how to navigate this life. For the Lord God is a sun, and then what shield? He offers us protection. Do you remember the little cartoons? Some of you wouldn't, perhaps, but there was a Mr. Magoo was a cartoon series about an old man, and he would seem to go through life, and there'd be walls that would be falling down around him, or cars that would be getting in accidents, and somehow he was just able to. He was so oblivious to everything that was going on around him. Sometimes I think that you and I, well, maybe not you, but myself, seem to be oblivious to the spiritual protection that God offers as we go through the week. Sometimes it's very apparent, and other times it isn't. But God offers us his supernatural protection. And lead us not into temptation. Remember that prayer there in Matthew chapter 6? There are ways that God works, and we don't even give thanks because we don't even see how he has protected us from something that could be exceedingly, exceedingly harmful. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace, things that we don't deserve, and glory. Glory, glory. He honors those that honor him. He honors those that honor his son, not just in heaven, but now. Here on earth, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Does it pay to serve Jesus? Absolutely. 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 There's no better paymaster than our Lord. The conclusions that the psalmist came to shows that he had a heart for God. He knew walking with God is better than anything else on earth. Two, he knew God's gifts are better than anything else on earth? What about peace? What about that lasting joy that he gives us? What about that deep-seated contentment in our heart that we have because we are right with him? Can you order that online? I don't think so. No, it comes only from God. It comes only from God. And then his third conclusion about living for God, he knew the happiness God gives is better than anything else on earth. He knew the happiness God gives is better than anything else on earth. And the word in verse 12, O Lord of hosts, and incidentally that word, that title for God, O Lord of hosts, is used four times in this psalm. You could say he keeps falling back on that. He keeps falling back on that. Yes, that's a good thing to fall back on, especially when you feel impotent, weak, and you don't know quite what to do. Look to the one who is all-powerful, the Almighty, and always knows what to do. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And that word blessed in the Hebrew is Esher or Asher, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And it means happy. Nine Beatitudes, eight if you count the last one, two together. The Hebrew word for blessed is Makarios. It's the same as the Hebrew word right here, Esher, happy. Happy is the man that trusteth in thee. You know what it's like to be frustrated. You've met the Lord. He's changed your life. No greater joy. And you want your best friend to know him. You want your mate to know him. You want your coworker. You'd like to explain just the splendor and the joy of having Christ in your heart, and you wish they could get it. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And they do get it as they see us walk and live consistently for the Lord. So the conclusions about living for God. Now, here's a man. He has a heart. He has a heart for God. And we know that by his intense spiritual desires. We know that by his first-hand knowledge of God's strength. We know that by his petition, short, personal. And we know it by his conclusions about living for God. The best thing than anything else this world has to offer. Down here in our conclusion, we have a couple quotes. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, he said, desire not to live, but to praise his name. Let all your thoughts, words, and works tend to his glory. Hey, Wesley was a man who had a heart for God. And then D.L. Moody, he said, get near to Christ, and you will never want to go back to the world. D.L. Moody was a man who had a heart for God. Perhaps you're listening to me this morning, and you say, I'd like to have that kind of relationship with God. You can have that relationship with God, number one, first of all, if you give your heart to God. You've got to give it to him first. You've got to turn your life and your will over to Jesus Christ. And then if you're willing to do that, you can see that your heart, as you yield to him, will be drawn day by day closer to him. If you haven't done that, oh, I'd encourage you to do that. Father in heaven, thank you for your word, and thank you for this psalm. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555, 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a day of prayer in Texas where more than 50 people were killed in catastrophic flooding. At the Vatican,